Today's business report begins with a vast automobile showroom. The Detroit Auto Show is in full swing again, a gigantic display of horsepower, hybrids, and Hemis. Car companies are competing for attention with bigger, faster, and more fuel-efficient cars. But Detroit, the scene of this show and the center of the American car industry, is facing trouble. Paul Eisenstein has been tracking that trouble. He's the publisher of an internet magazine, thecarconnection.com, and he's a regular guest on this program. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good to be with you, Steve.
So Ford and GM had been making a lot of money selling SUVs, selling trucks, and now they're facing competition from imports.
Yeah, the imports have been pushing for a number of years to get into the truck market. That's where all the money's made in North America. You've got Honda showing up with a pickup called the Ridgeline, its first pickup. You've got Toyota, which we know is getting ready to launch a full-size pickup that could threaten things like Ford's F-Series, which, by the way, sold over 900,000, a record last year. Trucks continue to sell despite rising oil prices. But it is something that Detroit is very concerned about. We're already seeing a situation where incentives are way up. We saw one dealer trying to flog the most dated Detroit pickup truck, the Chevy Silverado, with an ad that says, buy a truck, get a car.
So they'll practically give you money to buy one of these vehicles, but are they actually improving the vehicles?
We are seeing tremendous improvements in the product, whether they come from Detroit, Korea, Japan, or Europe. Probably two of the stars of the show come from a division called Saturn, which has been and also ran for a number of years after an initially very big start. Well, they showed two concepts. One is a roadster, one is a sedan. The interiors are absolutely stunning. There's lots of technology. There's new safety technology. Quality is getting to levels that's just phenomenal. The worst one on the J.D. Power charts right now is matching what Toyota did in the early 1990s. So, yeah, there's a lot of improvements in the product.
Will these new vehicles be good enough that the domestic automakers will be able to hold on to their share of the market?
It's going to be tough for Detroit. The Japanese last year had a record share of about 30%. The Koreans are way up as the Europeans are doing well. On the other hand, Detroit surprised people. At the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards, we saw six finalists. Five of them were American-made. The sixth was owned by Ford Motor Company, Land Rover. Ford took the victory in the truck side with their hybrid Escape. So now they're going head-to-head with a segment that the Japanese controlled, all these hybrid electric vehicles. And on the car side, Chrysler won with its 300 series, this very dramatic mid-size sedan. So the fact that Detroit was able to come back in the car side, something they haven't done in a long time, is at least some indication that Detroit can become competitive.
Paul, when you walk into this auto show, is there a single room where you see hundreds of cars all under one roof?
Yeah, you do. It's this vast section of what's called Cobo Hall, and everywhere you turn, there's one car after another. I think I've heard something like 800 to 1,000 vehicles on display, almost 70 of them new this year. It's amazing, and then you have to sort your way through that thing and try to find something that really interests you.
Do you remember one particular car that drew such a crowd you had to elbow your way in even to get a look at it?
There are quite a few cars that are grabbing attention this year, but probably no single standout. That reflects the fact that the market is fragmenting. The makers are, instead of going for home runs, aiming to do singles and doubles. They're putting out lots and lots of cars, more models than ever, and hoping to catch individual small niches, where once they would have sold 500,000 Impalas. Now they're selling maybe 80 or 100,000 of the Ford 500 and another 80 or 100,000 of the Freestyle and so on. So the market has dramatically changed. And when you walk in the auto show and you see all these products, you realize it's not the same as it was only a few years ago.
We've been talking to Paul Eisenstein. He's the publisher of the internet magazine, thecarconnection.com. Paul, good to talk to you again.
Good talking with you, Steve.